You know, also, Jesus never tried to succeed alone. Did you know that? Jesus constantly talked to his heavenly Father. He talked to his disciples. He talked to everybody. He exchanged thoughts with the scribes and priests in the temple when he was 12 years old. Jesus talked to tax collectors, fishermen, doctors, and lawyers. He said, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just because I don't seek my own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me."
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hi there, everybody. Hey, this is Anthony Sluzes, and I welcome you once again to Your Place of Grace podcast. Today, we continue our series entitled Favorite Facts About Jesus. This is part three. These are just some of my favorite things about our Lord and Savior. Let's just pick up where we left off last week. You know, Jesus knew the power of words and the power of silence. The Bible says, "He that has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted wise. And he that shuts his lips is esteemed as a man of understanding." That's Proverbs 17, verses 27 and 28. Jesus said that your words reveal what kind of heart you possess. He said, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." Jesus said that words can move mountains. He said, "For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says." That's Mark 11, 23. You know, Jesus knew when you want something that you've never had, you have to do something you have never done. Jesus always gave people something to do. It was always something that they had never done before. He knew that their obedience was the only proof of their faith in him. The Bible says, "And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And when he saw them, he said unto them, 'Go show yourselves to the priests.' And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed." That's found in Luke chapter 17. Jesus permitted other people to correct their mistakes. It's true. Jesus never disconnected from those who made mistakes with their lives. Peter was one of his favorite disciples. Peter denied him. Then he confessed his sin, and Jesus forgave him. He became one of the greatest apostles in the history of the church. Jesus knew his worth. There's an interesting scenario when Jesus visited the home of Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha. Martha was busy with housework, and she was agitated with Mary, who was simply sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to every word he said. When Martha complained, Jesus replied, "One thing is needful, and your sister Mary has chosen that good part which shall not be taken away from her. That's Luke 10:42. Jesus knew his personal worth. He knew that his own words were life. He was incredibly strong, anointed. He was fully God and fully man. You know, also, Jesus never tried to succeed alone. Did you know that? Jesus constantly talked to his heavenly Father. He talked to his disciples. He talked to everybody. He exchanged thoughts with the scribes and priests in the temple when he was 12 years old. Jesus talked to tax collectors, fishermen, doctors, and lawyers. He said, "I can of my own self do nothing. As I hear, I judge. And my judgment is just, because I don't seek my own will, but the will of the Father who has sent me." That's John 5, verse 30. Here's another interesting fact about Jesus. The Lord knew that money is anywhere you really want it to be. What do I mean by that? Well, Peter was a fisherman. Peter needed tax money. Jesus told him where money could be found. "Notwithstanding, lest we should offend them, go down to the sea and cast in a hook, and take up the fish that first comes up. And when you have opened his mouth, you shall find a piece of money. Take that, and give it unto them for me and for you," Jesus said. That's Matthew 17:27. Jesus knew that money exists everywhere. Jesus also set specific goals. Our Lord knew his purpose and mission. He said, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost." Luke 19:10. Jesus knew exactly what he had to offer. He said, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy, but I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." John 10:10. Jesus had a sense of destiny. He knew where he wanted to go. He knew where people needed him. He left Judea and departed again into Galilee. Jesus knew that achievers were detail-oriented. He said, "For which of you, intending to build a tower, sits not down first and counts the cost, whether he has sufficient to finish it?" Luke 14:28. You know, Jesus also knew that every great achievement requires a willingness to begin small. Oh, yes. Jesus began in a stable, but he did not stay there. He went 30 years without performing miracles. However, one day he launched his first miracle. Oh, and the rest is history. Another wonderful fact about our Lord is that he hurt when others hurt. Jesus did not hide in a palace. He was not a recluse. He walked where people walked. He hurt when people hurt. Matthew 14:14 says, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick." Loved one, did you know that Jesus feels what you feel? Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but he was in all points tempted as we are, and yet without sin." Another fact I love about Jesus was that our Lord was not afraid to show his feelings. When Jesus was infuriated, others knew it. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a whip of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep and the oxen, and poured over the changers' money, and overthrew their tables. That's in John chapter 2. Jesus was not afraid to express himself. Whoa, praise God. Jesus knew the power of habit. He stayed busy. We can learn from that, amen? He traveled. He prayed for the sick. He taught and ministered. He supervised his disciples. He spoke to large multitudes. However, he had an important custom and habits. The Bible says, "And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read." That's Luke 4, verse 16. And I'm going to close with this last point today. Jesus finished what he started. Jesus was 30 years old when he started his ministry. His ministry continued for 3.5 years. He did many, many miracles. He touched multitudes of lives. He electrified the world through 12 men. Hidden in the thousands of scriptures is a golden principle that revealed Jesus' power. It happened on that horrible day of his crucifixion. He was taunted by many. A spear pierced his side. Spikes were driven into his hands and feet. 8 inches of thorns were crushed into his brow. Blood had dried on his hair. Some say 400 soldiers left spittle running down his body. And that is when he uttered perhaps the greatest sentence ever spoken on earth. Hanging on that cross, he said, "It is finished." The sins of man could be forgiven. Jesus had paid the price. The plan was complete. He was the Lamb of God, led to the slaughter. Oh, praise God. Praise his holy name. What a wonderful Savior we have, amen? Father God, help all of us to be problem solvers. Give us your eyes to find those who need us, who need our help, who need a kind word, who need a hug, who need encouragement. And help us, Lord, who are here today, help us identify how we may help these people in need. Thank you, Lord, for creating us to be a solution to a problem. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Amen. Praise God. Well, I hope you've been blessed, and I hope you've enjoyed some more favorite facts about Jesus. We're going to continue with this series next time on Your Place of Grace. Now, I have 2 books that I've released in 2020. You know, with the COVID lockdown and everybody was imprisoned in their own homes, actually, it was during that time I released 2 new books. Believe it or not, 2 new books in 2020. The first one is called Deliverance Handbook, Getting Free, Jesus Way. The second book is entitled Pertaining to Life and Godliness. Both of these books are in paperback and in Kindle formats. You can find the books at Amazon.com, type in my name, or the titles of the books. Again, Deliverance Handbook, Getting Free Jesus Way, and Pertaining to Life and Godliness. I believe you'll be blessed by these books. Get a couple copies. Get one for yourself and one for a friend or a loved one. And I thank you for listening. It's such a privilege for me, such a blessing for me to share with you the good news of Jesus Christ through these short teaching segments. And until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and always may he have a smiling countenance toward you. And may he give you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he grant you laughter and love and peace and fullness of joy in all your relationships, in your marriage, in your family and home. And may God grant you great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast is a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.